Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we go, folks. Brianna Snyder producing. It is Rob Pratt Wednesday night, Odyssey 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK. A huge night. We have lots to get to, including some wonderful segments to give you a chance to phone in and voice your opinion. But I want to welcome back. It's been way too long. Truly one of my favorites, a true man of the people who is out there every day trying to make a difference as a state senator. He is Wayne Fontana, and he joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Senator, good evening. Great to have you back on KDK. How are you?
Thanks, Rob. I'm great. Glad to be back on. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. So talk to me about job growth. Obviously, we're just trying to get people to go to work now. But when you look at the state of Pennsylvania, where do you see those pockets of job growth, sir, over the next 10, 15, 20, 25 years?
Well, I think, as you know, a lot of jobs are open right now. A lot of different businesses are having trouble filling their positions. So I think a lot of folks are out there looking for new jobs. So the state is trying to do some job training. We have some job training programs within the Department of Labor and Industry. And I think it's called Skilled Up PA, in fact. A lot of people are looking to change their careers and earn certificates on the website. There's a lot of that going on, but certainly the health care is one big one. I think, you know, Pittsburgh is becoming a tech center. A lot of technical jobs are out there, folks that are into that. We have a lot going on in that, and a lot of people that were in fields that were affected by the pandemic, mm-hmm. I think are looking to make a change. And I think these apprenticeship programs, I know community college does it, a lot of opportunities out there to retrain. And I think that's part of the reason why a lot of jobs aren't filled right now, is because folks are looking to make a change based on what happened in the pandemic. It's time to maybe rethink things in their lives.
And I also think it's time for us to definitely rethink minimum wage. It has to go up. And already many businesses, from the smallest to the largest, have decided to bump the pay grade quite a bit. What's your thoughts about the minimum wage moving forward, sir?
Well, the minimum wage is way too low. There's no question. And as you mentioned, some have already bumped it up. And I think that's part of it. That's a big part of it. I mean, we need to do that. We also need to do something about childcare. I think there were a lot of two workers in the families. And now there might be just one. And so because somebody has to stay home for the child care. And I think that's a big deal in our state. And I think that's why there's some people, they're having a tough time filling those job positions, is because of that. There's not enough health care. And that's something that's going to happen soon with the Department of Human Services. They made some federal money available to try to fund the licensed care providers. And it's certainly in President Biden's American Families Plan is also proposing a lot of money for child care, because they realize that's a big deal in getting people back to work. That and minimum wage and even the vaccine. I get a lot of emails about folks that, don't mandate this, don't mandate that. But, if you're a private business out there, you're able to mandate vaccines if that's what you want to do. And certainly the government can, and as you can see, is doing more of that. So people feel comfortable coming back to work. I think that's important.
Absolutely important. One of the things, though, when I think about work, I think about how we grew up in those manufacturing communities. Obviously, steel was the driving force then, and steel was making a very strong comeback across this country, and I'm hoping for nothing but positive news for that steel industry and for industry in general. What about the building trades? You know, the carpenters, the electricians, and we're going to talk to Doug Martin later tonight from the Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters, and I think job growth is crucial with this infrastructure bill that the president is trying to get done. I think that will stimulate a lot of money and will also create a lot of jobs in the building trades over the next multiple decades, sir.
Every trade union out there has an apprenticeship program. And I say this all the time. I'm the vice chair of FHIA, the Pennsylvania Higher Education Authority. Not everyone, and I can tell you, not everyone needs to get a four-year degree to make good money. The carpenters, the laborers, the IBEW, the electrical workers, the steam fitters, the plumbers, they all have apprenticeship programs that are looking for workers. They need folks to apply that have a good work ethic. That's the main thing. And so, and that works out there, and you can make good money without a doubt. So that manufacturing that you mentioned is going to increase. You know, it's a big industry in Pennsylvania, manufacturing. It makes a big difference for our job growth, and the unions have a big part of that, and they're ready and able to train people to fill those spots. And anyone that calls me, I'll be glad to hook them up with somebody at one of the unions. They're great careers, without a doubt.
State Senator Wayne Fontana, we're down to our final minute. Again, grateful for your time tonight, sir. We do have to educate our young people that it's okay to go to get a job in the trades. You don't necessarily have to go to college to basically have a good-paying job. Right, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And that goes back, I've had this conversation so many times, that goes back to the high schools, you know, the guidance counselors. It's not just about a four-year degree or a six-year degree. There's good money to be learned or to be earned in the trades, doing a trade that you like to do. So absolutely, and we need that. We need those blue-collar workers. So I hope it happens.
All right, listen, it's always a pleasure. I can't thank you enough for being here today, and I hope we get a chance to do it again real soon, okay?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thanks, Rob. I hope to get back soon. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, State Senator Wayne Fontana, ladies and gentlemen. Hope to have him back real soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.